it up for Monday. Clap your hands on Monday. Let's dance, it's Monday. It's a happy Monday. The first day of the week.
It's Monday!
It is Monday. This is our chance to start anew for the week. Put all the BS behind and, oh, wait, the legislature was meeting over the weekend? All right. Never mind. I guess it's BS full steam ahead. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today, and we're trying to get through all of this garbage just like you are. This is incredible how we are being stolen from. I could probably use another term, but I'm just going to stick with stolen. Thieves in the night. Everything surrounding you. Your health, your well-being, your day-to-day life. Now your rights on how you can vote. It's really pathetic. If COVID was so serious, then wouldn't you think the federal government would send down an all mail-in ballot mandate to all the school, to all the states? No. No, it's only the Democrat-run states that this is being forced upon, i.e. Governor Cicilline. This is bad, folks. You think that this is going to go back to the way it was? No, they continue to put, we keep thinking, well, that's the nail in the coffin. But those nails keep on coming. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Shoot me a quick email if there's something that you want to focus on or get out. Talk and text 884-9910. But I want to take a little bit of a different direction here after I give you today's poll question, because it's that scary. It is that scary. Taking it to the kids. Today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should children be required to get a COVID-19 vaccination before being allowed to return to school? So they want to make an untested vaccine that is now required for your child to go back to school, kind of like the Tdap. Basically, you know, if you're a parent, you know the first thing that you have to do to get your kids into school is get their vaccinations. We just recently had another one added, the HPV vaccination. Human papillomavirus for the kids. Made this plea to parents. Well, if you knew this could keep me from getting cancer. How many of these vaccines are actually causing cancer? What concerns me a lot, not going to say the most, I use that a lot. I'm going to say a lot here, is the fact that nothing has been said about our bodies, our temples. It's all about pushing vaccines. And you haven't heard the latest about the COVID vaccine. But we don't talk about eating right. We don't talk about exercising. We don't talk about just being healthy in general. Mind, body, spirit. It's just about pushing these chemicals, which they are just chemicals, into our bodies. And because it's not in the form of a Pop-Tart or Twinkies or, you know, all of those things, it's in the form of a vaccine that is going to save your life. It's oh so acceptable. No, it's not acceptable. Do you even know what goes into vaccines? It's easy. You can look it up. The information is there. It's not being kept from you. What's being kept from you is not only the efficacy, but the side effects. What it is doing to you. By the way, what it is doing to you is altering your DNA. Not one of the big stories that should be surrounding this. You have RNA and you have DNA. Now they want to change your DNA to make it so your body changes with the viruses, because the viruses change. Well, again, all of these companies owned by the same people. All of these companies being pushed to push onto you the magical cure. We wouldn't need a magical cure if they would stop creating the viruses, because that's what they are doing. They are creating the viruses so they can create the vaccines, all to protect you. Please look into this. Your safety and the future safety of your children need you to react now, not later. Rather disheartening when we do a poll that asks if you'll get this vaccine, and 40% of people out there say yes. Remember, all of these government agencies, I remember one of the answers that somebody gave was, it depends on what the Veterans Administration says. You have to remember that all the different government agencies out there are not in this for your health. They're in this for their money. You're the prize. Take yourself off the shelf. Don't be their prize. Do some research. It is imperative. I'm not saying just look to the right. I'm saying look to the right, look to the left, look up, look down, look straight forward, and look cockeyed. Go to YouTube. Go to social media. Go to DuckDuckGo or Bing. Do not use Google. Google sends you the information that they want you to have. And this is pretty much a fact. It's before hearings and all kinds of great stuff with all the whistleblowers from these big high-tech corporations on how they track you, on how they decide on what information to give you. So search for your information alternatively. I even did a little experiment for myself looking into the Agenda 21 and putting Agenda 21 Reno in DuckDuckGo brings up some just innocuous study or innocuous stories. But if you go and you do that in Google, a lot of interesting information with the involvement of the city of Reno comes up with it. So all I can do is urge you to do your research. Friday's poll question, do you plan on watching any of the special session online? Disappointing. 49% said hell no. I get it, because there's no way with this administration, with Sisolak and his minions, there's no way they're not going to shove all this stuff down our throats. Republicans don't have the numbers. So unless you can get some Democrats out there to change their minds, which they're not going to, it's toe the party line. That's just the way it's going to be. Thank you. Quick text here. Too bad there's no vaccine for stupidity. You know, even if there was, I wouldn't even encourage that, because you just need to look at vaccines as a whole. The cure for stupidity is knowledge, which they don't want you to have. That's why the attack on history. That's why they control the textbooks. That's why they control the classroom. That's just the way it is. Speaking about the way it is on social media, when we come back, there's a little something circulating on social media that if you believe in, you should forward. Well, I'm going to take that a step further, because when we come back, I'm going to actually read it to you and not just forward it on Facebook. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now, 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We got lots of interesting stuff coming up for you in just a little bit. First off, though, I want to take you to something that was posted on Facebook. And I read it, and it was so perfect for the anti-Christian movement that is going on right now. You have to ask yourself, I mean, seriously ask yourself, even if you're not a Christian, maybe you're I guess atheist would not be the right one to look at, because they're totally cool with that. But any denomination, even if you're just one of those who only goes twice a year, ask yourself why houses of worship are still closed. when all of these other things going on around us, the essentials are open. When a controlled room, a controlled atmosphere can easily be put into place where more sermons are put into place, or, you know, the mass, the don't singing really gets me, but ask me why they, or just ask yourself why they are still closed. Because they don't want people relying on their faith. So this was posted on Facebook. As Christianity gets attacked during this pandemic, I want to say something about the spirituality debate. If you don't believe in God, fine. That's your choice. But why is it so important for many of you to mock those of us that do? If we're wrong, what have we lost when we die? Nothing. How does my belief in Jesus bring you any harm? You think it makes me stupid? Gullible? Fine. How does that affect you? If you're wrong about the consequences, it's far worse. I would rather live my life believing in God and serving Him and find out I was right than not believe in Him and not serve Him and find out I was wrong. Then it's too late. I believe in Jesus Christ. He said, deny me in front of your friends, and I will deny you in front of my Father. He is coming back. The greatest man in history had no servants, yet they call him master. Had no degree, yet they call him teacher. Had no medicines, yet they call him healer. He had no army, yet kings feared him. He won no military battles, yet he conquered the world. He committed no crime, yet they crucified him. He was buried in a tomb, yet he lives today. His name is Jesus. God is love. And then, of course, it's tagged with, if you're not ashamed to copy and post. I'm not only not ashamed to copy and post that on my social media, I'm not embarrassed or ashamed to say it out loud to you right now. If you believe in God, and if you believe in Jesus Christ, that He died for your sins and my sins, you might want to take another look at Revelations. Because there are far too many things that we are going through right now with famine, with fighting, even with something called the mark of the beast. which in Revelations talks about no man being allowed to buy or sell anything, believers in God or non-believers. Think about what that chip, when you get a vaccine in your hand, may actually be. This is a time for us to come together. Remember, this country was founded under God and Christian beliefs. But nothing has been done to build that up. Only tear it down. Cowboy, I'm sorry I had to get my thoughts out. Call back. I'll get you on right after the Fox News break. But it is time for a Fox News break right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Share it with your friends. You know, this is where we talk about the truth, about the uncomfortable truth and the things that are going on in our community today that nobody else wants to talk about. I'm totally up for it. 884-9910, the talk and text lines. We'll get to your texts in just a minute, though. I've had Cowboy on for way too long on hold, so let's go back to the talk and text lines. Hey, Cowboy, what's on your mind today?
Everything you said has been great. The poll of the question today, there can never be, in my opinion, an acceptable mandatory vaccine, and I've seen the signs since we've been doing the Open Nevada protests for the past 16 weekends of people who do see that point entirely, and you've addressed it. I fear that we're now on mail-in voting down to the tender mercies of Governor Sisolak's signature, from what I think I heard on the Fox News. Yep. Horrifying. It's hard to imagine anything them doing on a party line vote in Carson City right now, improving, and seemingly we're that much closer to a mail-in voting system. May God help us. I think that is all you're rocking it as always.
Thank you. And it's not just the mail-in ballots, because they make it sound nice because they're going to put in more polling places. But it's not going to be the number of polling places that it usually is. And it also includes ballot harvesting. And it's the ballot harvesting that is so dangerous. And just mailing ballots to all registered voters, because that's not what they did before. They sent ballots to everybody, basically. And registered voters never got their ballots. There's a very large number of them, I know, because people keep emailing me and saying, I never got my ballot. The whole household never got their ballot. And now we have all these letters coming out that a number of people have sent me that actually says, looks official, you are not a registered voter. Do you want to become a registered voter? And they keep sending me the photographs of the pictures, and they are registered voters. They go to the Washoe County website. And so if you get one of these letters, don't fill it out, tear it up, throw it away, and go to the Washoe County Registrar of Voters website and check your status that way. Don't give them signatures.
There's a way we can. Oh, sorry.
Don't give them signatures. Don't give them addresses. Don't give them your party affiliation or anything.
No, miss. And now with mail-in, if they can simply mail in and say, oh, well, that's not your signature since you voted for Trump, and boom. It's a disaster.
Exactly.
If there's any way to stop it, still we can and should. Our old system is way better than anything they can conceive now, I fear.
Exactly. Cowboy Barbie, thank you so much for calling in today, and thank you so much for your continued support into the community for what's right. That's basically what it's boiling down to. What's right? And I don't mean right or left. I mean, what is the right thing to do? and taking away people's liberties, taking away people's choices. Every time you take away a choice, it just seems to get easier and easier and easier to let all the rest just fall by the wayside. In what? In the name of safety. When did we become a society that is so afraid of a virus? Like I said, the virus is real. I've said it all along. It's just not what they are making it out to be. The blamestream media has put it into a spotlight because that's what they were told to do, to make people panic. When did we become this way? When did it turn out to be okay? You know, that car you drive every day is a potential death machine. Dying in an accident, at your mistake or at the hands of someone else? What about all the other things we do on a daily basis that used to exhilarate us, used to fulfill us? And now, we're just terrified to go outside. And now the left is saying, and I'm saying left, because if you look at Dr. Birx and you look at Dr. Fauci, they've always been on the left. You look at who they team with and who they work with. From way back when, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundations, the Rockefellers, it's all right there in front of you. That is sad that you are not seeing it or looking into it. Because all of the names connect just like all of the dots. These forced vaccinations. Sometimes a little bit of truth slips out, though. Like, hydroxychloroquine is a wonder drug. Dr. Fauci from 2005. Wonder drug, exactly. Makes you wonder while they're blocking all of the doctors out there, actual doctors working in emergency rooms, immunologists, general practitioners, trying to prescribe hydroxychloroquine and letting you know that there is a cure. There is a prophylactic. And yet it's all about the vaccine. So again, should children be required to get a COVID-19 vaccination before being allowed to return to school? Poll question at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. I see a lot more people becoming interested, very interested, in homeschooling. Will we even have that, though? And I bring you this question because in New York City, in the Department of Education there, their lead is saying children must be vaccinated before returning to school. And you know the left only needs a foothold in one area. And then all the left states will follow along, just like they have in this plandemic. Or damn panic is, you know, I'm dyslexic. But this is what we're seeing. The destruction of our rights. And yes, it is a Marxist agenda. email from my friend Mike. It seems to me that the entire legislature activity is illegal and all bills should be made void. Illegal activities. Passing bills without a quorum present. Failure to have open meetings with citizens present. How do we revoke these bills? Settlemyer pointed this out at the beginning of the first session. Can't he get an injunction to stop this? Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. Where are our Republican leaders? Our Republican representatives? Even the president tweeted out, "See you in court." If this doesn't show you or open up your mind to what is going on in the left, as we go into this election cycle, even for moderate Democrats, can you not see what is going on? Is this the direction you want this country taken? Hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars pumped into our elections here in Nevada to get certain people elected. And that includes Governor Sisolak. Or whatever else you'd like to call him. What I would prefer not to call him is governor. And the only way that we can change that is if people get out to the polls in November to take away his minion power and flip seats to Republican and to make sure that he gets recalled. People keep emailing me and texting me and putting posts on Facebook. Where can I sign the petition? Where can I sign the petition? Pay attention to what's going on. We will not file for the recall until we have enough volunteers to go out and get signatures. People have to participate. People want to sign the petition, but they don't want to do the work. That sounds like liberal thinking to me. With what our governor is doing, and yes, he is our governor, just like President Trump is the president of all those Marxists out there that they keep trying to get out of office. This is where we either work and do something to save this country, or we just roll over and let it go. And I'm not talking about picking up arms. Because God said, thou shalt not kill. Now, there is a provision in there to protect your own life, but you do not kill to take back this country from Marxists. Think about that. Depends on where you want to go in the future and what kind of future you actually want to see. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Terry right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, Radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today on your live and local FM talk show. All for Northern Nevada. This is very interesting. Just received a picture. Somebody's vehicle. Big words right across the back window. Defund Douglas Library. We'll get to that in just a second. Right now, though, let's go back to the talk and text lines here and check in with Terry this morning. Terry, you wanted to talk about the virus?
Yeah, Monica, something interesting happened to me over the weekend. I want to tell all the listeners about it. I know she wants to remain anonymous, of course, you know, because she'd be ridiculed and punished for her professional opinion, which she's got about 10 years in the nursing business. I won't say where, because that would also. Anyway, she tells me that most of the time when people are given ventilators, it'll kill them. It actually just will mess them up. She tells me that the virus, people come in with the virus. 99% of them leave without any problem. I mean, they get sick, and they stay sick for a few days. They self-quarantine. We talked about all this. But the point to all this is that it's not nearly, and she said it five times, it's not nearly as bad as people think. People come in with the flu. They say they've got virus because the hospital gets more money. I wouldn't say which hospital, but all of them do. So they got the sniffles, their head hurts, you know, they got symptoms, they're scared. Oh, well, you've got the virus, go home and quarantine yourself, and, you know, let's put them on the list and get the money, and that's what it's all about. It's really not as bad as they're making it sound. I mean, it's bad. She tells me there are people come and they go out with a toe tag on, just like they say, in some cases, but 99%. That's my rant.
Thank you so much, Terry, and thank you to your nurse friend who is getting the truth out. Because it does. It's coming from the doctors and the nurses who are being fired, who are being moved around to different departments, because the administration, they don't want them talking. They don't want them telling people the truth of what's going on, because you're not going to get it from the media. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Shannon this morning. Wants to talk about mail-in voting. Hi, Shannon. Thanks for calling the show today.
Hi there, Monica. I just have something crazy funny. In the primaries, actually, my husband died in 2018. So I'm here. I'm at my residence alone. I get my primary ballots, one for me and one for my deceased husband. So I filled his out, and I crossed his name out, and I wrote deceased next to it and the day that he passed away, and I mailed that one in. And a couple of months later, I could get it back in the mail, and I thought, what the heck? I opened it up, and they handwrote a note in there on the ballot and said, please have his name, George, let's put that. Please have George sign his ballot and return it.
Oh, geez.
Now, I'm against mail-in ballots. And this, to me, just set me over the edge. I thought, oh, wait a minute. Didn't you read that he's dead? So this is how easy it can be messed up.
Yeah.
This is one stupid ballot that one person, but it takes one person plus one person plus one person, and this adds up.
Exactly. And with ballot harvesting, with, you know, all the other ways that they have, it's more than just one person.
I know. It's crazy. It's stupid. Anyway, that's it.
Shannon, I'm so glad and thankful that you called in. And said that, because, you know, people don't believe me when I say I get all these emails and I get all these texts of what's going on. They think, oh, well, she's just saying that to make it look, you know, look legitimate. No. Start talking to your friends. Forget about this, you know, social isolation. Start talking to people. Have you ever had this happen? You're going to start hearing a lot more yeses. And this concerns me. A text just came in. There's a small but growing number of folks buying firearms and stockpiling supplies because they're concerned about Sisolak's agenda. Don't be so concerned about Sisolak's agenda as the left's agenda in general. So far, should children be vaccinated before being allowed to return to school? 94% say no. Wow. That means just over 95% say yes. Really? Please. I mean 5%. Please. If that's the opinion you have, 884-9910. Please explain that position. Please educate us. I would really like to know. Because this isn't a measles or chickenpox thing. We'll be back after this Fox News update.